is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come to drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Hello, good friends. It's great to be with you here from Bible Home Church. You know, I appreciate all of your letters and your financial support also to Bible Home Church. If you'd like to write to us with your comments about our sermons, or perhaps you have questions to ask or prayer needs, we'd love to hear from you. I want to mention to you that we do appreciate your love gifts into this ministry, because otherwise we could not keep going. You know, it's so important, I believe. The Bible tells us that it's through the foolishness of preaching. Sometimes I do believe I'm a fool for the Lord. But that's okay. But I believe it's that delights the Lord. And it also reaches people for Christ. You know, I believe, there's no doubt in my mind, that Jesus' great commission is that his gospel will be preached through all the nations of the world. That's the great commission. And we're a small part of that. Oh, I know there are missionaries, and we do help some of those missionaries with Bibles and literature from time to time. When they request it, we make sure it goes out to them. And that includes home churches and assemblies in places like the Philippines, Indonesia, and other third world countries. But we're also doing the will of God, the Great Commission, and you're helping us. You see, this broadcast is heard not only in the United States, but in many countries across the world. And I feel confident that people get up at various times of the night even to listen to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. And many who do not even have a church. Maybe they're out in the jungle somewhere, out in the desert, or they could be in the middle of a city in a place like Romania. Or Czechoslovakia, where there is no Bible-believing church. And this gives them a message that they can believe in. And they can be a part of this congregation. So, my friends, when you're giving to this church, you're giving to the Great Commission. Now, we always have beautiful music as part of our service. And today we've got a great song from the Cathedrals. And I know who holds tomorrow. Well, it's always, this is a great song. We played it before here on the air. We'll probably do it again because it's one of my favorites. I believe it will be yours too if you've never heard it before. You'll enjoy this. Then we're going to have the last message. That's right. I finally got to the end of our messages on the revealing prophecies in the letters of Paul. So we'll have the conclusion today right here on Bible Home Church to the revealing prophecies in the letters of Paul. But first, the Cathedrals.
Just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for the skies may turn babe. I don't worry over the future. What Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead.
God has chosen you and me, my friends. We're foolish. We're weak. We're base. We're despised. And the best news of all is we're chosen. We're chosen by God. And we, in what we do by telling the truth, confound all of the mighty men of this world. And let's keep doing it.
You know, there's so much here in the prophecies of the letters of Paul. I think they're eye-opening. They're so revealing. Let's turn to another area now, if we could. One of the areas that I think is most important, a lot of people don't consider this prophecy, but it is the matter of who are God's chosen people. Who are God's chosen people? Because in the last days, this is going to have incredible meaning. In fact, it has meant something for every generation. Because those who are chosen will get to be with God forever up in heaven. So many Christians today are confused. I believe that they've been lied to by seminaries and Bible schools and pastors who haven't read the Word of God. But today we're going to read the Word of God because many people actually believe that those who are chosen are only those who are racially, in other words, have the DNA of being Jews. Well, that's the strangest thing I've ever heard. They say, well, don't you know, Tex, that back in Genesis, Abraham was told by God that he would be father of a chosen nation? Well, of course I know that. And I know one thing. It said, through him all the nations of the earth would be blessed. Not just one, not just Israel, not some nation in the Middle East, but all the nations of the world would be blessed. But people say, don't you know, Tex, that only those who are of Jewish blood, who have names like Goldstein and, and so forth, the only those, Goldbergs, only those are going to be God's chosen? Because God never changes. Of course he doesn't change. He said that Abraham was saved not by his flesh or who he was racially, but by faith. And God doesn't change. Whoever believes in God by faith is God's chosen from Abraham until today. That is the seed of Abraham. Oh, my friends, read Galatians 3. Paul said it very clearly. Whoever is of Christ is the seed of Abraham. Whoever is of Christ Jesus, who knows Christ Jesus, is the heir to the kingdom. Partakers with the prophets and the saints, and that they are indeed saints themselves. My friend, you are one nation, Israel, going all the way back to Abraham, a great spiritual nation. I mean, Paul even says you're a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Oh, well, I thought that was just the Jews. He's talking to Christians. So many just don't understand this, but let's read Romans. It is so clear. It's unbelievable. What a grand lie has been told to people. Let me tell you something, my friends. Are Jews God's chosen people? Jews who trust in Jesus Christ? Absolutely are. Are Gentiles those who trust in Jesus Christ? Certainly, I'm not going to exclude Jews. There are a remnant of Jews that will be saved. And you know, there's only a remnant of Gentiles also. God has not cast off the Jews entirely. Paul said, God forbid. No, there's going to be a remnant saved. You see, God's mercy extends to all the nations. Whosoever. Whosoever. But you say, but it's the flesh that is chosen, Tex Mars. That's the seed, the flesh of the Jews. The DNA, their race. Oh, you're so mixed up, friends. You've got to read the Bible for yourself. For example, read Romans chapter 8. Says that the law will not set you free, but only the Spirit will, my friends. First of all, verse 4 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You want to say, well, I'm walking after the flesh because I'm a Jew. I'm God's chosen. You're wrong. You better walk after the Spirit. And who is that Spirit? That Spirit is Jesus Christ. Paul said in Galatians 3 that the seed is not as of many, but as of one, which is Christ Jesus. That's the seed. And if you're an heir to Abraham, you'll be of the seed. You'll be of Jesus. That's the seed. In Mark 4, Jesus said the seed is the Word of God planted in a person's heart. That's the seed. Unbelievable that people think if I'm born a Goldstein or a Goldberg or a silversmith, if I've got a Jewish mother or dad, got Jewish blood running through my veins, well, I'm God's chosen. I'm better than anybody else. I'm headed straight for heaven. Say what? My friends, you better get right with God, and I don't care what you are, Jew or Gentile, you better start having faith in Jesus Christ, repent of your sins. Otherwise, you're going to break hell wide open, and don't think that your race, don't think being an American and we're the greatest nation on earth, God bless America, is going to get you anywhere. And don't think living in Jerusalem and going to some synagogue and saying, oh, thank God that the Lord made us all different than all the rest of the nations of the world. We're God's chosen. Don't think that'll get you anywhere. It won't. This is a prophetic secret, evidently, to the whole world, even to most who claim they're Christians. They're ignorant of the facts of this. Listen to verse 9 here. Again, Romans chapter 8, it says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. If the Spirit of God dwells in you, then you are the seed of Abraham. The seed of Christ has been planted in you. Your father is Abraham. You're heirs to the kingdom. You're partakers with Abraham and all the prophets and saints. Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. My friends, listen to me. If you are of Jesus Christ, you're the seed of Abraham, you're God's chosen, you have been adopted by God as his child, you're a son of God, and you have a right to cry out, Abba, Father, Father in heaven. I've said before, those who are not saved don't even speak the Lord's Prayer until you get saved. Why? Because you begin it by saying, Our Father who are in heaven. Well, you haven't been adopted. If you're a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Muslim or an atheist or whatever, don't be spouting off the Lord's Prayer. He's not your father. If you're a Jew who's rejected Jesus, he's not going to listen to you unless you repent of your sins. Oh, he'll hear. He hears everything. He knows everything that's going on. He's omniscient, omnipresent. But, you know, it's like a father who's only, you know, he's got a family. But the little boy down the street comes in and says, would you buy me a bicycle? He says, go ask your own father for that bike. I've got my children here. If I want to, I feel it's good, I'll buy them a bicycle, but you're not my son. Go talk to your own father. The problem is there's only two fathers. You're of your father the devil or your father God. And if a Jew says, I'm chosen, but they reject Jesus, they're going to hell. They're of their father the devil. Even Jesus said so. So talk to us about chosen, my friends. Chosen for what? You can't be chosen by God and then go to hell. But they're going unless they repent of their sins. You say, well, I don't understand. I thought that all Jews racially were God's chosen. Well, maybe you need to read verses 29 and 30 of chapter 8. It says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, now listen to this. I love this. Boy, I mean, this tells it like it is. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. When God starts a work in your life, he will bring it all the way to completion, my friends. If he chooses you, if you have been chosen before the foundation of the world, it says here that he foreknew you. You were predestined. Your destiny was to be conformed to the image. You still had to accept Christ. You still had to exercise your free will, but you were predestined. Now, I'm not going to get into a big talk today about predestination and free will. We'll go on forever on that one. People who want to reject the word of God will choose one or the other. Well, it's got to be predestination or free will. It can't be the both. Yes, it can. You just don't understand the mind of Christ. That's like the person who says, well, now Jesus can't be God. They got to be two separate beings. You know what I say to you? Exactly what the Bible says. There are three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. You say, well, that can't be. I don't understand that. Well, I don't care about your understanding. I'm sorry for you. You need to pray for more understanding, my friend. But that doesn't make it not true. You say, I don't understand. If I've got free will, why am I predestined? You know, I like to say this to you. Shut up. Get with the program. Just shut up and accept the Word of God. Just believe in the Word of God. There's a lot of things maybe you don't know that you just ought to accept. Sometimes I just get a little tired of people that say, if God is such a wonderful, merciful God, why did He create the world this way? Shut up. He does what He wants to do. The Apostle Paul says in verse 18 of chapter 9 here in Romans, beginning with actually verse 18, therefore hath He mercy on whom He will have mercy, and whom He will, He hardeneth. He foreknew the Pharaoh. Says that even for this purpose did He raise up Pharaoh. He's predestined for hell to do evil things. Well, some people say, then it wasn't His fault. He shouldn't have to suffer if He was predestined. No, He chose that. Well, He couldn't have. Shut up. He chose it. And He was predestined both. And listen to verse 19. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he that is God yet find fault? For who hath resisted His will? In other words, well, why does God find fault with us? We can't resist His will. And if He wants us to be evil, well, we're going to be evil. So why does He find fault with us? We've been predestined to do evil. No, you have free will. And in any case, shut up, because verse 21 says, hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? You know, friends, I used to do some renovation on a house I had, and I'd get out wood, and every once in a while I'd make a mistake. I was trying to miter the corners and make them fit together. Well, when I couldn't, I messed up a piece of wood. I threw it in the trash heap. Some people might have said, well, that was close. You should have went ahead and kept that piece. I told them, well, I want a perfect corner. I want a perfect fit. I chose that piece. This one I rejected. They said, well, we wouldn't have done it that way. And I said, well, I'm the owner of this house. And I bought that wood. I'll do with it what I want. Let me tell you something, my friends. God purchased you on the cross. That's right. He owns you. He created you in the first place. You can't turn, Paul says, to the potter and say, why did you make me this way? The pot doesn't speak up to the potter, my friends. And you can't speak up to God. But if you are saved by Jesus Christ, or you have the opportunity today to be saved by Jesus Christ, then get on your knees and accept Him, repent of your sins, believe and trust in Him, and be saved. You will be saved if you believe on Jesus. And listen to me, and thank God He didn't make you one of those pots, one of those vessels of dishonor that'll be cast away into hell in the last days. Just be thankful. And don't say, look in the mirror and say, He must have chosen me because I was so good. That's tommy rot. He chose you even though you were worthless. And thank Him for that. Say, Lord, I was worthless. I was nothing. I was a worm. But You chose me anyway. Thank You, Lord. And Lord, would You please choose more like me? That's right. Ask God to choose more, Jew and Gentile. Here is a great prophetic mystery then. God has chosen whosoever He will for the last days to survive, to prosper in His will. That's why I love the prophecies in the letters of Paul. Well, this is Tex Mars. We'll see you next week. Until then, remember all the riches in the Holy Bible. This is Tex Mars.
Tune in next week to Bible Home Church.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.